Councilwoman Stephanie Moon Reynolds is one of those critics.
All I see is gun violence increasing in the black neighborhood. And every time we talk about a program, every time we talk about an initiative getting ready to start, this is what we're going to do, another shooting occurs.
This comes after candidates in the 2022 city council race blasted the group for not focusing on how to immediately curb violence. And the commission has been the subject of recent controversy over $23,000 in estimated cost for a citywide youth talent show. Vice Mayor Joe Cobb, who chairs the group, believes much of that frustration has less to do with the commission and its work than with the city's rates of gun violence. In recent years, homicides have increased while shootings have largely held steady.
It's easy to critique something that's underway, and I think the critique is both on the level of frustration. Why do we continue to see the level of gun violence that we're seeing? And then how are these initiatives helping to address that? And the argument that I will always make is that we will not likely see a reduction in anything for probably a decade or more.
Through more than $1 million in grants, the commission has launched a youth and gang violence prevention team working directly with at-risk youth, a rapid response team that goes out to shootings, and has provided 8,000 gun locks to the community, among other initiatives. For more stories like this, visit RonokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.